So, testing and future pacing. So, here's how you do it. You then ask them, okay, so what was the problem? You can ask them that. And in the case of when I was working with the cocaine therapy, after he integrated the parts, I said, so I'm sorry, what was the problem? And he blanked out for a second. It's kind of like going into the void. He just kind of blanked out. He's like, I can't remember. In fact, oftentimes when you do interventions with these types of technologies, people's thinking will shift so profoundly that they can't remember that they ever had the problem in the first place. That's happened many times. So you could ask them, what was the problem again? And they shouldn't be able to restate the problem in the same way. Or in the case of the cocaine therapy, I could have asked him, so how do you feel about drugs now? And just notice his reaction. There should be a total shift in the reaction at that point. And what you do is you calibrate the response for congruency. So in the case of the cocaine therapy, I got that response, the response that I wanted. And then what you need to do at that point is future pace. So future pacing is just simply having that person go out into the future and imagine their life with the new resources that they have. So in the case of future pacing of parts integration, or for the let me give you the example of the cocaine therapy once again. I said, so what was the problem? And he said, gosh, and he went blank. And he said, I can't even remember. And I said, that's right, you can't. Utilization. He says, I can't remember. I say, that's right, you can't. I said, so what I want you to do now, so that was the test. Now I'm going to future pace. I said, so what I want you to do now is I want you to imagine. I said, step out 3 weeks into the future, having made that change now, and notice what's going on for you in your life. Notice how things have changed. By the way, what I'm doing here is I'm creating new neurological connections, creating new neurological pathways for him which didn't previously exist. So I have him fully imagine 3 weeks, and I say, now what I want you to do is step out 3 months into the future. 3 months, and notice the snowball effect that this change has had in your life. Notice what's going on for you. Notice how sure you are inside yourself, the level of personal confidence that you have. And notice how that's affected the other areas of your life as well. Notice how good that feels inside. I'm doing it in all representational systems. And now, step out 1 year into the future. 1 year taking that change with you, and notice the snowball effect that it's created in your life. Notice what's going on for you now, 1 year in the future. And notice perhaps some things have changed in your life that you wouldn't even have ever expected as a result of your having made that change so long ago. Notice how good it feels inside. And notice what you say to yourself in your own mind when you think of having the power to take your life in the direction that you choose to take it and want to take it and deserve to take it. And now leaving all that out there, knowing that it's waiting for you, just come all the way back to now and right back into the room. That's a future pace. So I have them step out 3 times in the future, noticing what's happening as a result of the change that they've made. And any type of intervention that you do in NLP, you may choose to future pace it as well. What that does is it creates new neurological connections for them and really propels them in a different direction as far as the change that they've created in their life. Because most people have never thought this way before in their lives. So that's the process with the test and the future pace at the end. The process is completely laid out inside of your manual. Now, what you may want to do is you may want to find somebody that you can work with and actually practice this process with them. Actually, find some conflict that they have and assist them in integrating that conflict. It's an extremely powerful process. And as I mentioned before, once you get really good at the process, you want to get really good at it because when you come to the training, you're going to be working with other people. You'll assist them to integrate parts, and they'll assist you to integrate any unwanted parts conflicts that you have in your own life. So practice that technique, the parts integration, and when you come to the training, we'll be able to answer any questions that you have about that. And you'll have the opportunity to work with other participants in the training who can assist you in integrating parts conflicts that you have in your own life as well. So your task for today is to go out and find somebody that has some sort of a parts conflict in their life and assist them in integrating that part. Remember to test and future pace at the end. And also remember to stay within your scope of practice. So if you're not a licensed therapist, you should stick to working with things that fall into the category of vocational and avocational self-improvement. And enjoy the process. Remember, if the hands have any challenge coming together at any point in time, all you need to do is chunk higher. If you're chunked up high enough, the hands will come together each and every time. So that's the process, and that wraps up our CD for today. And remember, until we talk again, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.